In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen. We've been talking about the basics of the spiritual life, and one of the things we've been talking about is prayer. And we've talked about, you know, how you meditate and things of that sort, but we also need to talk about the obstacles to prayer, because it's not just necessary knowing the positive aspects of prayer, but also the negative in the sense of things that can block and cause our prayer difficulties. So for the next two homilies, I'm going to be talking about those, because there's quite a few of them, actually. Now, there's obviously different kinds, and the first is spiritual sloth. In Latin, the word is acedia. And what acedia is it's a sorrow with respect to spiritual goods due to the ardor. Now, St. Thomas says that a person actually sorrows or finds them painful, the spiritual goods, because they're hard to obtain. And so the person, because they're difficult, he just doesn't do them. This applies to most people, even trads. I mean, they might say a few of their vocal prayers, which are easier, but very few actually do the meditation. Or they would prefer, and part of the upshot of acedia or spiritual sloth is that they would prefer to engage in worldly activities because they're easy and they fulfill our appetites rather than pray, such as watching TV or surfing the internet or things of this sort, anything in order to avoid praying. So in order to overcome spiritual sloth, you have to start working on charity, because that will give you a zeal for the things that pertain to God. Then the next is tepidity, or lukewarmness. That's one of the things that keeps people from praying. This is the defect in which a person stalls out in their spiritual life because he is complacent about where he is at in his spiritual life. In other words, he becomes comfortable. He doesn't worry too much about where he's at. Often, this is the result of being satisfied in that he thinks that because he is not sinning gravely, he will be all right. They take no means in ridding their life of venial sins because they are attached to them, very often, people who are lukewarm. Sometimes the lukewarmness is kind of caused by presumption. You know, oh, well, I'll get it together later, or I'll pull off a mea culpa at the very last of my life and things will be okay. But as our Lord says in the book of the Apocalypse, because thou art lukewarm, I will vomit thee out of my mouth. In other words, God is pretty harsh with people who are lukewarm. And in the end, it ultimately consists in a rejection of God. Why? Because they would rather pursue and maintain their lukewarmness than to actually pursue God. St. Alphonsus says in his Way of Perfection that often they find themselves without fervor, wearied and wandering in their devout exercises. In other words, their prayer life is difficult. They just don't like it and they're worried about it. They suffer defects without deliberation and dryness. In other words, people who are lukewarm, they just have all these defects that they never really overcome. Father Poisset observes in his book that the person who is lukewarm, he gives, you know, five kind of things that tells us, okay, the person is lukewarm, and as a result, he's just not going to pray. One is great negligence in spiritual exercises. In other words, he prays without attention. He confesses his sins without amendment of life. In other words, he goes to confession week after week after week without any real taking of the means to get his act together. He makes communion, holy communions, without preparation, without fervor or fruit. In other words, he goes to communion week in and week out, and he's not really getting anywhere. The next, he says, is continual dissipation of spirit, which is scarcely attentive to self or God. And basically what this means is that he becomes engrossed indifferently in all kinds of things and occupies himself with 1,000 different trifles, things that just aren't that important. I think it's St. Alphonsus Liguori says that the lukewarm person, when they come to their death, is really busied about making sure that all their objects are going to the right people rather than concerned about what the state of their soul is. Then another one, Father Poisset says, is there's a perverse habit of doing one's own actions without any interior spirit, of taking no pains to prevent passion, self-love, or human respect. Okay, again, that's a sign of lukewarmness. Also, there's a sloth in acquiring virtues proper to one's state. In other words, are they becoming more chaste? Are they becoming more charitable within the home? Then there's a disgust for spiritual things, he says, which is the fifth one, and particularly indifference to great virtues. Again, this is a kind of a slothfulness, a sorrow at spiritual things. All these things will block the person from praying regularly. Lukewarmness is a major obstacle to prayer. Whereas a person who has a real desire for God, a real zeal for God because of his charity, wants to pray. He wants to get away from all this stuff so he can pray. The cause of this state, Father Prasad says, is a deep-seated love. In other words, self-love will cost a person not to develop their prayer life. If you're really only interested in your own comfort and what's going to feel good, you're never going to pray. It's just that simple. And if you're not praying, then you need to take a look, you know. Is your object of love yourself, or is it God? One of the causes is the refusal to take the sacrifices which are asked of him by God, either by inclinations of grace, their state in life, or circumstances. In other words, what does that mean? It means that very often people will be receiving graces, and or there'll be, you know, the circumstances of life will say, you know, you better be praying about this, and they don't do it. They neglect. They're unfaithful to grace. What are the remedies for sloth? Well, resolution to escape it at all costs from this miserable state. In other words, a person who is lukewarm is just never going to get anywhere in their spiritual life, ever. And that means that's most people. We'll be talking about the stages of the interior life, and most people never even get beyond the first stage because they're lukewarm. They go to Mass, they think they're doing okay, they're staying out of mortal sin, and so they're just not worried about really getting their act together. Removal of the occasions of falling without which there is no hope of amendment. In other words, you have to start taking away from yourself, if you overcome lukewarmness, those things that make you lukewarm. A constant recommendation of oneself to God, asking to be delivered from this state. You're never going to get overcome sloth, or in relation, especially in relationship to prayer, or in relationship to lukewarmness, unless you ask God, get me out of this state. Acts of charity. In other words, you should be making acts of charity, not just, you know, being kind to people, but also saying those prayers in the back of your prayer manuals, those old prayer manuals, you know, the acts of faith, hope, and charity. Say the act of charity regularly. Devotion to the Sacred Heart, which promises Christ to make tepid souls fervent. Those are some of the things. But the fact of the matter is that you have to be asking God, make me a man of prayer, make me a woman of prayer. You have to ask him for this. You have to ask him for the grace. And then you have to be brutally disciplined on a certain level. And what do I mean by that? Not so much that you always have to say your prayers exactly the same time every day, although that's a good thing to get into a habit of, because it makes it easier for us. If we get habits, it's just easier. And that's really one of the upshots. Most people are simply not in the habit of prayer. How do you know you're not in the habit? Well, a habit, or a virtue, St. Thomas says, makes the action delightful. Do you find prayer delightful, or do you find it painful, difficult, or hard? If you do find that, here, putting aside there can be demonic influences or just general distractions or bodily indispositions that can make prayer hard, but a lot of times prayer is just hard because people just aren't in the habit of it. But you have to ask God, give me the habit of prayer. And that's because if you don't, if you're not really seeking union with God, then your place in heaven just isn't going to be very high. Your ability to avoid hell is going to be very difficult because you're not in the habit of immediately turning to prayer when it comes time for final perseverance. So develop the habit. And that means putting aside any spiritual sloth and lukewarmness. And both of those are conquered by charity. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.